Have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. Kristen Templeton is in with us this morning from the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council. And the Lullaby Foundation is putting together a little opportunity here to raise awareness, to raise some needed things as well. And we're going to talk about that this morning. Kristen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Yeah, talk a little bit about what's going on. This is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Right.
So we should be focusing on some things that we really shouldn't have to be focusing on.
That's true. April is noticed as Child Prevention Month every year. And the theme this year is Stand Up for Children, which we are asking the community for their help in just raising some awareness and, kind of getting the word out about how child abuse continues to happen and the rates continue to climb. And we just are raising some awareness this month.
This is a small town, it's a small county, it's a small rural region of the state. This kind of stuff happens elsewhere, right?
Well, we'd like to think so. However, the numbers in Iowa have continued to climb, and we have found that many of the children who are abused are under the age of six. And so that's kind of a scary thing to think about. Obviously, there is abuse for children over that age, but majority of the children who have had some abuse reported and things like that are under the age of six. So it is happening everywhere, and unfortunately in Cass County as well.
Kind of hard sometimes to pin it down too, because abuse happens for an awful lot of reasons. People seem to come up with a lot of excuses. Bottom line is, why would you make your child the brunt of your problems?
Right. And well, that's where the community comes in to support these families and things like that. And that's what our council is trying to do this month, is to raise some awareness locally and to tell folks what we can do locally to help some of that, take the stress levels off families.
This isn't typically a topic that folks will talk a lot about. Is that why this month and focusing on something like this now is kind of important to educate folks?
Yes, it is. And, it is a sensitive subject. Nobody likes to hear much about it. We sure don't have a lot of people coming forward and things like that. But for us to raise awareness and to just help people to understand that it is happening here and what can we do as a community and, supporters of these children to help prevent some of that.
When there are issues of child abuse that do come up, is it complicated? It complicates everybody's lives all of a sudden at one time, and it can be a process, whether founded or unfounded, to go through to try to get life back to normal. And sometimes it never gets back to normal for anybody involved.
That's true. There are a couple of, places locally that are accessed sometimes by these families, and one of them is the Family Crisis Support Network, along with West Central Community Action, and those are a couple of local places that we're collecting some items from a wish list that they have indicated some items that they could use to help with these families. A lot of them are clothing, food, and heat assistance and other resources, and then just some support for some of those families who are experiencing domestic abuse and child abuse in other ways.
It's kind of nice that other folks do have a chance to help out, because with an issue like child abuse, outside of throwing some money at it, what can most of us do normally?
Right. Well, and that's what our council has really been focusing on. We have come up with ways that the local folks can help us out. And this month we are setting up some displays at four different community businesses, the Cass County Memorial Hospital, Hy-Vee, Fairway, and Molly Engine Components has offered to help us in set up some displays and collect some of the items that the Family Crisis Support Network and West Central Community Action have asked for. So the pinwheels for prevention have always been something that indicates April as Awareness Month. And we are continuing to use those. So look for the displays with the blue pinwheels, just kind of standing out and making a statement that we are trying to raise some awareness in our area.
Well, Stand Up for Children is the theme, so that's what we're trying to do, is to stand up and help out any way we can. And again, it's difficult for us to do anything to try to stop or stem the tide of child abuse, but we can try to help those who maybe are going through some of those issues, the children, some of the adults who end up caught in that web as well. And you talk about this wish list. There are lots of different types of things on the wish list, but one of the things I did notice on there, though, too, is what you're asking is not for folks to try to clean out their closets.
Absolutely, right. We are looking for new items that are unused to be donated to these two support programs in Atlantic. And the wish list has been, taken to both of the agencies, and they have actually pinpointed some specific things and needs that they are wishing for. The wish list will be included at each drop-off site, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about a few of those things. Personal care items are always a big thing for people who are in a situation where they're experiencing some abuse. Of course, housekeeping items for these agencies, clothing and non-perishable foods. We are, like I said, asking for things to be new and unused. So, but of course, things like, these young families need diapers and wipes and school supplies and shampoo and, just general housekeeping items like blankets or, light bulbs. This is talking about paper towels, things like that. Of course, any kind of clothing, most sizes, socks and underclothes. And then, of course, other clothes and coats, boots and things like that. And then, of course, non-perishable items. So canned fruits or canned food, coffee supplies, drinks and things like that. These are some of the things that were indicated that they were in need of. And of course, they're always taking gift cards for some of the fast food restaurants, gift cards for baby formula or other groceries.
Geared both toward the children and the adults.
Absolutely. Yes. Because some of these domestic situations, abuse situations of any kind, they're not always just children, and they're not always just young children. I know I mentioned the 6 years old and under. However, sometimes a whole family is definitely involved in this situation.
Absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of neat that you're doing something like this. Now, have you ever tried something like this before?
We haven't. In the past, we have always sold the pinwheels mm-hmm. for prevention. The blue pinwheels have always been $1 at different locations, and this month we decided that we were going to try something different. So the items are going to be up for we are asking for donations today through the 12th of April, which is a Thursday. On that Thursday, the council will be compiling all of the donations, and whichever business has collected the most will then get the 100 pinwheels displayed either in their yard or in their store, however they want to do it, and then also a banner just thanking them, and then also just raising awareness still for the rest of the month.
Well, I know these organizations, so when you talk about, for example, the Family Crisis Support Network, West Central Community Action, they do get some donations through the course of the year on their own through some good donors that they have been able to find over the course of time, but
right.
It's never enough.
No, absolutely. And, they have some things that they continue to want to keep stockpiled, and that is something that they have indicated to us that, they never have enough diapers, they never have enough baby wipes or formula and things like that for kids. So, and clothes are always a huge need for these families too.
And you need it when you need it.
Right. Absolutely. So
if you don't have a closet full of some stuff or a cupboard full of certain things, well, you got to go out and run and get it real quick. And
right.
that makes their life a little difficult for everybody there too.
That's true.
So they can help out now by picking up some of these items. Maybe when you're out at the grocery store.
Sure.
Picking up a few things for the house. Maybe you want to just buy maybe a couple extra rolls of toilet paper or some extra toothpaste or what have you, the type of things that they can use. And, some of the other things they talked about, too, I would have thought about, the toiletry type items, the mm-hmm. clothing, the food items, things like that. Those are things you think about. The housekeeping items really kind of caught me. It's things like wall clocks mm-hmm. and maybe radio alarm clock type things or
right.
Light bulbs, some of those other things that most folks I don't think would have even thought of.
Right, and that's true. And, you know, people ask, how can I help? How can I help? And these are just some everyday items that we're probably picking up for ourselves anyway. So to grab an extra, you know, blanket or a gallon size baggie or something like that and toss it in the bin at the drop-off centers, that is just, that's something that, that most people can do.
It's easy to be able to do that. And let's face it, not everyone's life is as good as yours.
Exactly.
This is a chance to help out and maybe change a life in some ways, too. So if you can help out, that starts today and runs through Thursday, April the 12th. You can make those donations at any one of those locations. And those locations, again, are?
Hy-Vee and Cass County Memorial Hospital, Fairway, and Molly Engine Components.
Very good. Just stop on by and make the drop-off. You'll be able to find it. It's well-marked.
Right.
Great.
Look for the pinwheels.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. Look for the pinwheels. Kristen, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.